The Only Sometimes Magic, Wanderer's Notebook 1. Every now and then, I don't know where I got something. It feels like I was standing at a wall that only looked like a wall. And then right there where the floor met the ceiling, there was a braided silver golden yarn that was disappearing. I picked it up and felt it pulling back, and then as I moved back and back and back, the yarn moved back with me, from one side of the wall to my side, the side I could see. And there it was, sometimes in a form, sometimes in a heap of tangles and unraveling strings. Other times, it's like a great dream, or not so great dream, I can't stop having until I write it down. And others, there's one pretty note that feels like a song, a piece of music, and I spend an entire Sunday trying to make something that was only supposed to be a note into a melody, or maybe somebody else could hear the whole song, but that one wasn't for me. And there all the rest of the times, sitting or standing at a computer or with notebook in hand, feeling heartache and headache, feeling that tense exhaustion that comes with trying to shape words out of disappearing clay and crumbling stone or glass. I know it's time to take a break when the self-encouragement stops, the cursing stops, the attempts stop, and I'm just staring. And then I stand or sit there for another 1 to 5 hours anyway because I'm excited about this, really want to see it work, and maybe it will come to me if I just don't move or something. If I move to the left or move to the right, if I move the words around this way and that, if I think about it this way and that, if I listen to music, loud, trinkle, or fast, if I listen to silence, open the blinds, then close the blinds, talk it out loud, feel what the character feels, close the dock, open the dock, look at it again, and then write some words real fast, only to find at the end of the day that the words or the story or ideas are more far away than they were before. And so if this was the day this was all going to click together or not at all, eyes are closing now, people are hungry now, and I've missed my chance. And after it comes to life, or it doesn't, I'll wonder if I needed to spend all that time staring and jumping and shaping and pouring words after all. And then I'll do it again because sometimes to see the whole thing, that's the only way. And that image or feeling or word or place that started things doesn't end up in the finished piece at all. It goes from moments when it just works and you don't know why to hours spent working on something that was never meant to work. And as much as making things can be a lonely business, it can help to know that creation has some magic in it. But when the muses stop, or the gods go, or the inspiration leaves, you have to look back at the whole thing. You have to look back at the whole thing and see that you are the one that stood, sat, and worked on something to the wee hours. You are the one who was there, whether the magic was or wasn't, whether that spark was or wasn't, whether your own confidence was or wasn't. And you feel sure now that the only sometimes sparks of the divine didn't make this work. Those fleeting waves of enthusiasm didn't make this work. And those occasional collisions with inspiration didn't make this work. You did.
Copyright August 2022, written by Nika Patrice. Attribution, Nika Patrice. All rights reserved.